Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Dr. Mike, and today for our True Health Tuesday, we have a little bit different type of topic we're going to go over. And instead of going over a specific, strategy to improve your lifestyle, to improve your health, I've had a lot of questions recently asking about what I do for my personal routines. They want real-life examples, so that's exactly what we're going to do with this talk. I'm going to go over my typical day in the life of my life and show you my personal routines so maybe we can give you guys some direction into how to achieve a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, a big portion of my life is clean eating. And I want to highlight clean eating for you guys because I believe clean eating is going to be one of the biggest factors to get healthy. And what I mean by clean eating is by eating fresh whole foods, basically foods that are minimally, if not processed at all, and because you want foods in their natural state. And the reason why you want foods in their natural state is because they're going to have the maximum nutritional benefits to offer. And there's a couple principles here. And number one is eating more vegetables and fruits. And this is something I go by so often in my life, you know, because vegetables, fruits, not only are they naturally loaded with fiber, vitamins, minerals, plant compounds, but, you know, you got to make sure you choose organic because we got to reduce the pesticide exposure going on. And when you eat more fruits and vegetables, you're going to be fighting inflammation. You're going to be protecting your cells from damage with all the abundant antioxidants. And again, we got to limit the processed foods because, again, these are modified from their natural state. They're a lot different. And so things that are lost in processed foods are fiber, essential nutrients, but things that are added into processed foods are things like sugar, chemicals, preservatives, all these things to increase the shelf life. Basically, they're just not good for the human body. We're made to have things that are natural, whole foods. And the third principle is we got to read the labels. And because when you eat whole foods, packaged foods can be occasionally used. It's not realistic to say no packaged foods ever. So they can be occasionally used in your diet, but you got to read the labels to make sure there's no additives. For example, you know, if you buy some nuts, you got to make sure that they're not roasted in vegetable oils. They don't have canola oils. You know, if you're buying a salad mix, you got to make sure there's no additives like these additives in salad dressings. You know, you got to make sure there's no vegetable oils, trans fats in any of these. High fructose corn syrup's a big one in processed foods. And if you're buying processed meat, you got to make sure that there's no nitrates or nitrites compounds. Those are cancerous. You got to make sure those are all avoided. And my favorite one is the fourth principle, no refined carbs. Now, I didn't say no carbs because carbs in their natural state containing fiber from fruits and vegetables, those are all fantastic, but no refined carbs because they're modified, again, from their natural state. And again, with refined carbs, they take out the fiber, they take out the nutrients, but you're adding all the other stuff. And finally, avoid vegetable oils and vegetable spreads because these are highly processed. These oils are extracted from seeds and these vegetables using specific chemicals that we want to avoid in our diet. They're very high in levels of pro-inflammatory omega-6 fatty acids. Basically, that puts them at a very vulnerable state to damage and rancidity. And so, instead of the vegetable oils, the vegetable spreads, those bad pro-inflammatory fats are going to be healthy fats like minimally processed extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil, grass-fed butter, avocados, all that stuff is fantastic. And again, you got to avoid the added sugar because we got to learn to appreciate natural unsweetened state of foods. We got to learn to appreciate the natural sweetness foods actually have to offer. But the problem is if our body's expecting these processed foods with all this added sugar, it's going to take a while for our body to learn to appreciate that natural sweetness again. So you got to give your body a time to adapt. Health is not an overnight thing. Health is a process. And the seventh principle is we got to limit alcohol consumption. And I would say an exception would be, occasional red wine intake. But still, I would recommend limiting alcohol consumption and make water your primary beverage throughout the day. Now, when you're talking about my personal routine, again, I am a big proponent of intermittent fasting. So that means that when I wake up in the morning, I'm essentially skipping breakfast, but I am able to have coffee with healthy fats, because healthy fats, especially medium chain fats that are very digestible and metabolized quickly, those actually can go straight to the brain and basically feed your brain some energy sources while you're going through a fasting period. Now, if you're new to the concept of intermittent fasting, I would stress the importance of watching that video I did, because it's pretty self-explanatory. But basically what that means is, in breakfast, I don't have to think about an extra meal in the day. So I wake up in the morning, I skip breakfast, and I go and I have my black organic coffee, and I blend it with a half to a full tablespoon of coconut oil and grass-fed butter with a pinch of cinnamon, and I put it in my Vitamix, and I blend it up. And tonight, when we go over this, I'm going to show you real-life pictures of my kitchen, show you exactly what I do, but I'm going to try to describe this the best as possible. But I do brew my fresh organic coffee every morning fresh, and then we add with those healthy fats in the blender, blend it up, and it is seriously amazing. And you will not actually have, you'll actually have limited hunger cravings in the morning by having this coffee, because of those easily digestible fats that can feed your brain in times of a fast. Now, my morning routine. So I get up around 5 a.m. and I make that coffee, and I leave myself about a half hour to do my kind of my morning rituals. You know, I am a Christian. I do read the Bible, and I'll read a couple of verses or a couple of chapters in the morning, or I'll listen to a podcast, something to get my mental mind right in the morning, first thing. Because once I get to work, I mean, as you guys know, our clinic, we see over 200, 250 people a day, and that's just in a day. And so if my mind's not right, if my mental attitude isn't perfect, then I'm not going to be able to help the people out there to the best of my ability. So you got to take care of yourself before you want to care for others, because you can't give away something you don't already have. And so my morning routine is very, very important. And in addition with doing, you know, my morning rituals, I also write a to-do list. And I don't just write a simple to-do list of things I need to be completed. I do things with the highest valued to-do thing on the top, with the least value to-do list thing on the bottom. So the things I really need to get done that's going to reward me the most, those are going to be the top things I do in the day. Because a lot of times when we write to-do lists, people do the easiest things on there, like, for instance, check emails. But check emails doesn't really help you at all. You know, it's not reading a book. It's not doing anything. So you want to find the things that are going to have the highest value to you, and you got to do those first throughout the day. Because it's always easier to end your day with a low-value thing like checking emails than doing things that actually mean more. Because by the end of the day, usually we're tired and a little bit fatigued. And so I get to work at around 6 a.m., 6:30 a.m., and we work all the way up to about 11:30. And remind you, I'm still fasting from the night before. So at around 11:30 when I'm off, I do fasted state exercise. Now, I do fasted state exercise because of the additional benefits you can get from the increases in growth hormone, the increased fat loss, because you're going to be using fat now as your primary fuel. So I do these things. Now, if you are a professional athlete looking at just performance, then you may not want to do a fasted workout. But in terms of the physiological benefits to the body, which I'm looking for during my lunch period, a fasted exercise gives you a very, very high bang for your buck. And the exercises I do vary, to be honest. You know, I'll do resistance training. I'll do high-intensity interval training, usually in the form of, you know, sprinting. I'll do endurance training where I run barefoot on the beach. You know, so I try to vary my workout routine as much as possible, because if you think about it, we have these energy systems in the body. We have, you know, your anaerobic system, your aerobic system, and we have these different energy systems because we're supposed to be using them. So just doing one type of exercise and not doing the other, you know, it doesn't really quite make sense. So I try to alternate it as much as possible. And when it's sunny out, and usually in Southern California, it's sunny out, except for the last couple of weeks of just crazy intense rain. But I'm outside, and I want to get that sunlight, that vitamin D, and I'll go run barefoot on the beach. And that's one of my favorite things to do. Or I'll do my sprints on the beach. But I also, too, With the sunlight, again, I make it a priority to get natural sunlight each day. And again, I couldn't get that in the last 2 weeks with the amount of rain we've had. But if I'm not working out outside along the beach, when I come home and I make my post-workout meal, I make sure I consume that with my shirt off outside. So I'm getting proper vitamin D intake. And not to mention, there's so many benefits of sunlight that is completely unrelated to vitamin D that you can't stress enough, because the sunlight is proven to be a natural immune booster. In fact, your level of T lymphocytes, these important immune boosting cells, actually increase when you're under sunlight exposure for only 5 minutes. So you're going to boost your immune system. You're going to massively increase your circulation because of the nitric oxide that's going to be produced, opening up those arteries, lowering blood pressure. You're going to have a serotonin increase, which is your feel-good hormone, helps with sleep regulation, helps with brain functioning, and you're basically going to reduce all-cause mortality by actually getting real sunlight. So vitamin D is awesome, huge anti-cancer benefits, but you got to do it for all the benefits of sunlight. So just taking a mere vitamin D supplement and not getting any sunlight is a mistake, and research shows that is an absolute mistake. We are born on this planet with the sun for a reason. We got to use it. And so I make it a priority to get sunlight. Now, after my workout, whether it's a resistance training exercise, if I'm running, 4 to 5 miles on the beach, or if I'm doing my sprints in the form of a high intensity interval training, I come home and I believe that post-workout meal is the most important, because this is also the meal too where I'm breaking my fast, where I'm actually starting my eating window, because my eating window runs at about 12 to 12:30 to about 8 p.m. So I do about a 7 to 7.5 hour eating window each day. And the first thing I would do is I make my post-workout shake. And, there's a lot of different recipes out there. A common shake recipe I use is I use grass-fed whey protein, and it's got to be grass-fed. If it's not, it's completely unnatural whey protein. It's going to be cows eating grain. I mean, it's absolutely awful, and the grain's also going to be genetically modified, so you got to look for a very clean source of protein, grass-fed, because this is going to have your complete list of all your essential amino acids, especially with something called leucine. And leucine is one of your branched chain amino acids. It's very, very important, because that quality it has is it increases lean muscle mass the most out of any other amino acid. And so you got to have grass-fed whey. I do coconut oil. It helps with grass-fed whey protein absorption, as well as the other superfoods I add. I add raw cacao powder for the magnesium to relax my arteries, to improve my blood flow after a post-workout. I add collagen, and collagen is very important because collagen helps with connective tissue. It helps with joint health. It basically helps you recover faster, helps with skin health, helps with the elasticity. It helps with all that stuff. I use maca root powder, and maca is an adaptogen. It's great for a hormone balance. And then I add frozen organic berries, a half frozen banana, a pretty large handful of, I call them power greens, but it's basically these organic greens I buy that's a mixture of arugula, kale, and spinach. And then I add base, I add coconut water and coconut milk mixed up. And so that's a typical, smoothie I would make post-workout. Now, I do add periodically other things. Like periodically, I'll add some chlorella, I'll add some spirulina, bee pollen, goji, turmeric. So it really just depends, because sometimes I mix and match some of these ingredients I showed, but the general consensus is what I just told you is pretty much my typical, post-workout shake I would consume. Keep this in mind, I just been fasting for about 17 hours, and after lunch, I go right back to work for another hard 6 hours. So I try to eat as much as I can to get in my system, because I know I'm going to want it later if I don't. And so next, I usually make a very large salad. And the salads I like because you can get your fruits and vegetables. You just basically can get all of this stuff in one power-packed meal right there. And so I'm a big fan of eating one or multiple salads every day. And I try to make them as colorful as possible. And so I try to include at least 3 different types of vegetables in addition to the greens I use. And I add a protein as well. And so I'll add usually a wild salmon. I can use sardines or any type of clean protein source like a organic free-range chicken. I do power greens again with the or arugula. I add some organic pine nuts to my salad, and I add an avocado. And as a general rule, that I believe you got to have one avocado a day, because not only is it just loaded and nutrient-packed with just so many nutrients out there, but it's got a ton of healthy fats out there. It's just it's one of my favorite foods possible. And with the benefits, I mean, it's second to none, probably second to coconut oil or coconuts. Period. And I try to add some red, yellow, green, orange peppers, a mixture of the two, so I can get multiple colors in there because they all offer new sets of nutrients. I add red onion, jalapeno, and then for the dressing, I'll usually do a mixture of extra virgin olive oil and balsamic vinaigrette. And that's my meal. Now, if I trained really, really hard that day, sometimes I'll add an additional 2 to 4 eggs. And I know this seems like a ton of food, and it really is, but then I'm going till pretty much all the way till dinner before I eat a major meal again. And so I try to eat as much as possible, and I'm eating within around an hour and a half period, so I'm kind of separating it out. But the eggs are optional. But again, that's just what I personally do. And then next is a big thing I'm getting into lately is bone broth. Now, in my kitchen, I'm usually always having my slow cooker on, cooking some type of bone broth, whether it's beef broth, chicken broth. I've been doing a lot of chicken lately, and the reason why I'm doing chicken bone broth so much is because it is absolutely a vitamin and mineral nutrient powerhouse. You're not only going to have tons of calcium, magnesium, potassium, phosphorus, other trace minerals, but you're going to have a ton of glucosamine, chondroitin, all these beneficial nutrients for your healthy joints. You're going to have vitamin A, vitamin K2, tons of minerals, zinc, iron, boron, manganese, selenium, I mean, you name it. And you're also going to have omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. But again, I think one of the most important ones is the collagen it has, because collagen is, you know, you're basically your buildup of tissue, of connective tissue, joints. So it has to do with healthy bones, skin. It speeds up your healing process. It takes away wrinkles. So it's almost like your anti-aging supplement, collagen. But bone broth is the natural source of all of that stuff. And just as important is the effects it has on your digestion, because digestive health, the benefits of bone broth that it has to offer, I mean, what it does is it literally heals your entire gut lining all the way down. And so things like leaky gut or everything, bone broth is absolutely essential at reversing leaky gut and any type of digestive issue. Very, very, very important. Because what happens is that if we do have leaky gut or we have an unhealthy gut, foreign proteins can actually go through that lining and go into our bloodstream, causing things like allergies, inflammation, all sorts of destructive things to our health. And so bone broth is one of my favorite things. And tonight we're going to be going over specific bone broth recipes that I personally use, and we'll go over those in detail so everyone can basically get started with this kind of stuff right away. And again, I basically make enough where I can put it in big old glass jars, mason jars, and so I have it, and I just will come home, heat it up, and drink about a half to a full cup of it. And what's cool is that I even give it to my dog as well, because bone broth is absolutely a huge superfood for puppies. And so I've been doing that to do all the benefits that we use it for. And then other things I would look at, especially with food, is you gotta start fermenting your own vegetables. It's one of the easiest things you can do, and the benefits are enormous. And when I talk about fermented veggies, I'm talking about sauerkraut, I'm talking about kimchi. There's something called beet kvass that I've been doing a lot of lately, and kombucha. And I want to go back to something called beet kvass, because beet kvass, it's this fermented beet drink that is very, very, very healthy. And what it is not only it's a probiotic, but beets in itself have tons of anti-cancer benefits, and it's going to lower the blood pressure because beets are a huge natural source of nitrates, organic nitrates that are in there naturally, way different than the artificial nitrates present in processed meats to increase the shelf life. So the nitrates turn into nitric oxide in the body, open up those blood vessels so you have way better blood flow. It's going to lower the blood pressure. It boosts your exercise stamina by as much as 16%. And when you ferment your beets, which is what beet kvass is, you're basically getting all these benefits, but you're getting plus a massive amount of beneficial bacteria to benefit your microflora, and you're getting tons of healthy enzymes. And so when you cook, when you make beet kvass, one thing I like about it is that it is easy. Now, I'm a big fan of doing simple things that reap a lot of benefits, and basically all you do is you're going to take two large raw organic beets, and you're going to cut them up into about half-inch to one-inch cubes, and you're going to fill mason jars about three-quarters the way up. And then you're going to add 3 tablespoons of sauerkraut juice and or pickle juice to that, and then you fill the rest of the jar up with filtered spring water. Make sure it's filtered spring water, no chloride, no chlorine, fluoride, any of that stuff. And then you're going to add a half teaspoon of natural unrefined salt. I personally use Himalayan salt. And you're going to put the cap on, you're going to shake it so you dissolve all the salt. And then basically what you're going to do is you're just going to store it in the cool, dark spot for 2 to 5 days. And each day you're going to open and relieve the pressure to otherwise, you know, it could explode because it is fermenting. So each day, make it a point to open and relieve the pressure. And after about 2 days, you can do kind of daily taste tests to see how you like the liquid. Now, it tastes like beet juice, honestly. But you got to remember, this is all fermented now. So you're getting all those beneficial probiotics. And it is just literally the easiest thing to do. And so I would recommend doing that. It's a big thing I've been doing lately. And then I go back to work. Now, when I go back to work, we'll snack occasionally because our job is very active. You know, we are adjusting the nervous systems of 200 plus people every day. And so, you know, our energy expenditure is through the roof. And so I do tend to snack before dinner. And the things that I'm in favor of snacking on are organic raw seeds and nuts, especially macadamia nuts, I'm a big fan of. And again, avocados and or a fruit. Now, mostly it's just like a macadamia nut with like a half an avocado. But again, you want to think of a lot of healthy fats and very minimal to no refined carbohydrates. And so macadamia nuts and avocados are the perfect recipe for that. And then right about that time, it's dinner time. And when I get home and we have dinner, there's a couple things. It's very similar to what I have for lunch. You know, typically we'll have some type of protein, and whether it's organic free-range chicken or grass-fed beef. And one thing I do personally do is we get a monthly delivery service of grass-fed and organic meats directly from a farm. So we get a monthly delivery service, and it comes in like a cooled pack cooler. And we just stock our freezer up each month, so it, you know, it saves us time. You don't have to go to the grocery store, which is even hard to find quality meat in itself there. So we get it basically at its source, and it's, I mean, completely top quality. And you can look up different services in your area. There's a lot of them out there now. They're actually, because the demand for healthy meat is forever increasing. I mean, you probably notice even that thing, places like Costco, the organic movement is real and it is growing because the demand, people are demanding real food without the pesticides, without the genetically modified stuff. They're demanding real stuff. And the best way to do that is getting your meats delivered fresh right from a farm. And that's what we do. And so, you know, it's 100% grass-fed and grass-finished. And again, it's going to be free of antibiotics, hormones, and genetically modified organisms. And so we'll have a healthy source of protein for dinner. And again, usually we mix it with like a salad, mixed greens, veggies, extra virgin olive oil, similar to what I had for lunch. And sometimes we'll add some quinoa in there as well, which is a healthy carbohydrate. It's kind of like a pseudo seed, but it does have a lot of fiber, and it is a good complete source of protein as well. And so usually I'll typically do something like that. And, you know, and it's great. And when you eat clean eating like that, when you eat healthy, you'll realize that you never get that crazy, the food coma, you know, where you just feel like you overate, because it's hard to overeat on vegetables and healthy foods. You know, not, it's kind of like when you eat real natural foods, you actually, your body seems to kind of just stop when it's full, and you never overeat this kind of stuff. And So we'll do that, and we'll have that, and I'll make sure that, we're having a real dinner without any type of stimulus like TV, so me and my wife can talk about the day, and so we can have real good communication, because usually we go through almost the whole day without seeing her. And then before bed, it's very important too, I do something else, and I'll usually drink a glass of apple cider vinegar or maybe a turmeric tea. But lately it's been apple cider vinegar, and when you take apple cider vinegar at night, the benefits are enormous, because what it does is it actually lowers your blood glucose levels. Now, I already know that with my diet with no refined carbs or anything like that, I'm already going to have adequate insulin and glucose balance. But again, apple cider vinegar, especially after a meal, it's just fantastic for lowering your glucose levels naturally. It restores good pH balance in the body, and it's also a probiotic, so it's going to restore healthy gut bacteria and promote that as well. So I like to take that right before bed. And to go to bed, I also make it a point that we have no iPads, we have no telephones on, we have no TVs on about an hour before bed. Now, most of the time, I'll tell my patients no artificial blue light 2 hours before bed. But when I get home at 7 and I'm in bed by 9, that doesn't really work as much for me. So typically, an hour before bed, I'll have nothing digital on to basically mess up my internal biological clock. And because what happens is if you are exposed to that artificial blue light, it basically just stimulates your pineal gland. You stop producing melatonin. You're tricking your body into thinking that it's the light out, so you're not going to be releasing the same amount of hormones, and you're going to severely affect your sleep as a result. And so, no digital anything for about an hour before bed. And when we get to bed, I actually recommend reading a real book. Yeah, I know. Those books that actually open up with paper pages. Yes, that one. Not one from your iPad, not one from your Kindle, a real book. Because again, going back, that actually will help us set our hormones, our brain right for a good, deep, healthy sleep. And when's the last time you saw a healthy person that didn't sleep very well? Well, it's going to be a long time because it's impossible. You have to sleep well. That's when your body's regenerating, when it's healing, when it's releasing growth hormone. So it's very, very important. And a couple of side things I want to talk about too, with kind of my whole daily routine, is the water I drink and the water I use to shower with. Because I don't own my home. So that means I haven't invested in a massive filtration system throughout my entire place. But what I do is I make it a point to always get clean H2O. No fluoride, no chlorine, no heavy metals, none of that stuff. Especially, and I want it loaded with minerals, healthy ions, everything. And we actually have a pure water store right next to my place where I fill up 4 gallon glass jugs to put in my house for drinking, because you got to be drinking real clean water. If you're not drinking water, you're missing a huge part of living a healthy lifestyle. So I believe that is very important. And when I was referring to showers and stuff, if you're showering with non-filtered water, especially in California where our water is very bad, the tap water, you're absorbing that through your skin. You're absorbing the chloride. You're absorbing the fluoride. Absorbing all of that. And so that's going to destroy your gut flora. It's going to do a lot of detrimental health things that you could do. And so I would avoid that. You've got to have pure, clean water. And also, too, regarding personal hygiene products, a lot of the stuff is homemade. Now, I personally don't make it. My wife does. But again, this stuff, I can post recipes on these hygiene products we use. And this is things like toothpaste, deodorant. All that stuff can be easily made, and it actually works phenomenally. And so I hope to see you guys each tonight. We're going to go over pictures, just real life examples of what I'm doing, because I want to help you guys out as much as possible to reach that goal of health in each and every one of your lives. So thanks for listening. I will see you next month. Dr. Mike out.